Lowry Waititi is kindly with us for a cordial today, and it's been a bit of a boost for him. I mean, does his ego need a boost? I'll ask him. Does your ego need a boost there, Mr. Waititi?
No.
But anyway, mate, look, in more seriousness, the fact that 1% of those people polled thought you'd make a good Prime Minister must be pretty satisfying for you. So, you know, some people are liking the way you roll, perhaps not so much your political opponents. But I'm not sure that they were all Māori who ticked the box and said this guy would make a good Prime Minister. What was your initial reaction when you featured for the first time?
Oh, it was quite surprising because quite often, the Māori Party has never featured in the preferred Prime Minister's polls. And so quite humbling to note that there's some support out there for our type of politics, our type of leadership. But that could have been either myself or Debbie because, you know, we've been pushing hard to draw our attention to creating a more equal, equitable, fair and just society and based on Te Tiriti o Waitangi, which is a Te Tiriti centric old battle. So we've been really pushing in that space. But I think the more important one is that we're sitting at 3% and as a party and consistently over the last year and a half have been kingmaker heading into the election. I think that's the most important part of that poll. We're up for it. We've been working really, really hard on the ground with our people. We've been working really, really hard in Parliament in terms of challenging the policies that affect our people, and we'll continue to do that. But continuing to sit there on current polls and previous polling puts us in a really, really strong position to go into some kind of negotiation heading into the election.
Yeah, good one. You've had a lot to do growing up, surrounded by educators. In fact, you might have a whānau of educators, to be honest, Rawiri. Yesterday, we saw a show of solidarity that we haven't witnessed before, certainly not in the numbers that hit the streets yesterday. The biggest protest action in the education sector ever in our country's history. What did you read into it?
Oh, what I read into it is that we've forgotten an industry that predominantly looks after our babies, probably more than us. You know, during the day, in the cusp of their hands, they have the education of our tamariki, the way their social, growth, the educational growth, in a space where it looks like they're not appreciated. Yes, I do have a family full of educators. My father was a teacher. I went to teacher training college and trained. And so, all my cousins, all my aunties, right up through to Wani Waititi, he was a educator. And so, a family full of educators who understands the pressures that are on teachers, 30-plus kids to one classroom, one teacher, not enough support going into support staff, learning support staff, not enough support going into somebody who have disabilities or learning disabilities. There's not enough sick leave. There's just a whole lot of things, and as the cost of living goes up, our teachers, they're having to be the social worker, the community worker, the oranga tamariki worker, with many of our families because they are the first contact. They are the ones that many of our tamariki trust. And so, the protest yesterday in solidarity with the teachers, the Party Māori are absolutely supportive, and that we need to look at appreciating the mahi that they do more. Not only that, the extracurricular activities they do. And so all backs are made out of the learnings and the coachings they get from their early teachers in our kura. And so kapa haka is another one. And so they should be remunerated for those things. And today, Te Pāti Māori stand in solidarity with our teachers.
Tēnā koe. I personally really support your stance regarding a name change for our country. The name New Zealand grates to me. So does Auckland. So does Hamilton, so does Cambridge. I mean, all of these areas and our country indeed had its own ingoa. So you put the tono once again to the Māori Affairs Select Committee a couple of days ago, Rawiri. Do you think that in the changing climate, changing cultural climate in our country, that referencing Aotearoa and a change from this Dutch name that we've carried strangely for 200 years, that the change will come, and it's not a matter of if, it is a matter of when. Are you confident that one day, you know, people who call Aotearoa home will be comfortable to call Aotearoa home?
Well, it's actually, you're absolutely right. It's happening right before our eyes. More people are using Aotearoa. Yesterday, even at the teachers' protest, all I heard was, this is Aotearoa. Every time they mentioned this country, it was Aotearoa. So it was really beautiful to hear that. And it's just rolling off people's lips now. It's there's a generation, and if our teachers are using that word, we know that the next generation that they're educating will be using that word. And that's where we need it to be, is to be sitting in that space. So it's as natural as the sun coming up in the morning and going down in the afternoon. What we do know is that New Zealand actually isn't the official name of this country. There's nothing in legislation that says that it's our official language. English is not the official language of this country either, but Māori is. So Māori is an official language. Therefore, there should be an official Māori name on this country, if you follow. It all makes sense when you put it into that context. The other thing is that Zealand has a dark history of slavery, and it was one of the last slave ports that the Indian company used before taking Africans over to America. And it was a natural port because, you know, Afrikaans were the ones occupying South Africa at that time. And so to stop into Holland, their motherland, before they headed over to America, put the tags on the chattel or the cattle, and then send them over. And that's the dark history that Zealand has. And I don't want to be the new one of those. Let's get rid of the name. Let's go back to the beautiful name that Kura Maroteri put on this whenua as her group came over. You know, it's already officially recognised Te Waipounamu and Te Ika Māui, and now it's time for us to recognise a name that we could all identify with, which is Aotearoa.
Tēnā koe. We're looking for a new police commissioner, a new police minister. And I mentioned to Claudette earlier that, police ministers have come and gone a bit like warriors, coaches, to be honest. We've had five in the last few years. And there's been a call for a Māori minister of police, whether that would help or not. There's two things I want to touch on there. Your run-ins with the police as a young Māori man. I love your kānui, but others might think it was gang aligned. Have you ever been harassed by the cops because you're a tough looking dude?
Not for my muko, no. I've been harassed more by our own people because of my muko, but I haven't been harassed by the police as such. I have had run-ins with police at protests and things like that. Those have been an issue for me.
Okay.
But other than that, I haven't had run-ins because of that. But in terms of the police ministry, which is a very difficult ministry, as you all know, it's not a secret that we have challenged the police on systemic racism in the police. If you look at our incarceration rates, those haven't changed. And that we need a minister who understands the ability for us to be able to have someone who understands and is willing to change the way the police do their job and ensure that they're not racially profiling, photographing rangatahi Māori and all those types of things. So we need a police minister who is able to do that for us. And if it's a Māori one, good. But what we want is one that is strong, one that is able to admit our kukati.
Tēnā koe. And just to wrap up, obviously, some kōrero about the situation in your electorate coming to terms with the challenges as a result of the cyclonic activity over the past month and a bit. Where are we at down in Wairākei?
Oh, look, to Wairākei in terms of the cyclone, we weren't affected too hard, but we do get affected when there's big strong rains, our roads get blocked and things like that. So You know, right down at the Te Rāwhiti is where our priority is, down at Kaungan, down in the Manawatu and up north. And I'm loving to see all the relief efforts happening at this particular time across the country, seeing all our whānau come together and donate. The tons of, you know, cargo, you know, bins going down full of resources. I think that's, to me, that's where all the aroha is. And I'm really, you know, that's what it is to be somebody from here from Aotearoa. That's what it is to be us. And that there's still relief funds going on now. We know there's big concerts going on. One at Waini Waititi very soon. And so looking forward to all of the, you know, whānau coming together and ensuring that we've got an opportunity to share a bit of aroha with those whānau who have been affected.
Tēnā koe. All the best to you and Kitty and the crew. Will catch up with you next week. Thanks very much for Rawiri.
Hi, kia ora. Kia ora. Nāmihi.
Rawiri Waititi, featured in the preferred prime ministerial polls for the first time. First time a Māori Party representative has received that sort of support.